I'm deeply touched by the spirit of this building. In the presence of a prophet of the Lord, in the presence of the members of the general authorities, and by your presence, I pray that I will find words to express my feelings in this moment. I've had many blessings in my life, spiritual blessings. I had good parents, good education, material blessings, like a good home, always enough to eat, always a bed to sleep in, and many, many other blessings. I had the opportunity in working in business capacities, in this capacity, seeing the world, seeing many people, seeing many great people, having had many opportunities. But the greatest blessing that came to me came through humble missionaries of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I want to express gratitude, all what I have, to this young man that came to our home. Not only that they came, but that they had love enough not to give up. I was very hard, a hard case. I have thought that through my education and through my background and my history, my family, that I would be superior. And I feel pity for the missionaries. I said, well, this fine young man with such a poor message, they didn't give up. They came again and again and again. And I felt an authority radiating through them that was stronger and more than all my knowledge I had in my previous life. The authority of true love of Christ. I want to give thanks to these generations of missionaries that did not give up, and to the mission president that had concern enough not to withdraw the missionaries from me. It was Elder Theodore M. Burton. I will never forget that. I will tell you that I'm deeply convinced that this in my life is the most important blessing I've ever got. It changed my life totally. I began to realize that a man can know nothing important in this world unless he has got knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, restored by his prophet Joseph Smith, and followed through by a living prophet, Spencer W. Kimball. Without this message, I would not have a family like I have now. I would not have a love to my lovely wife as I have now. And I would not be able to be so proud about my children. Our oldest son is now another young man serving as a missionary in Manchester, England. And we are so proud about him. And the second boy is preparing to become a missionary next year. And now this call, this is beyond understanding for a human being. I need all your prayers. But I promise to the Lord, when I came to the baptism font and later in the temple, that he could count on me. And I want to tell to President Kimball that he can count on me. I have no other desire than to be a servant of the Lord. In his name, amen.